Hi, good evening, everyone. Today is Tuesday, October 14th, 2025. This is a meeting of the 300th Anniversary Celebration Committee of the City of Derby, 7:05 p.m. We'll call the meeting to order and rise to salute the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, have roll call. I'll just note the people that are here. Sue Riley, Melanie O'Connell Anderson, Margaret McDomino, Grace Soika, Michelle Linane, Dennis Soika, Sarah Vidomsky. Okay, so and there's nobody on Zoom. So if there's anybody from the public that would like to address the board, please come forward, state your name and address for the record. Anybody would like to speak in the public? Anybody from the public? Third time, anybody from the public? That hearing none, then without objection, we'll close the public portion. And we'll move along to item number five on our agenda and talk about the previously held events. That's for just for, if we can move to page three, which is item number O or letter O. We'll give a brief update of the things that went on. So the summer concert series was very successful. Thanks be to God. We had the first time in a long time wet, great weather every time. We didn't have to stress out about the weather, which was really a unique and a gift that we got this year, considering everything that we've done. We had good crowds, and we were able to publicize our other 350th events. And thanks to the folks that helped us pass out the flyers each week. Then we had the Derby Public Library. They have a presentation tonight, so they cannot make the meeting. Unfortunately, they cannot make it tonight. But they did the 1955 flood presentation in August. That was well received with lots of memories on the 70th anniversary of the flood. On August 30th, we had the block party. You're right. Did we talk about that at our last? I'm sorry. I mean, it was my mistake. We didn't talk about it at the last meeting. Oh, you're right. I think we did, but well, it was the other things were completed. But anyway, just to say it again, thanks to everybody that helped, especially Elks Club, the Fuego. Good thing they were open then. So we're happy about that. And it was a success. The band was awesome. The people that were there wanted to be there. And it was a mighty crowd. So I think it was a success and certainly a great opportunity to reconnect with our old friends. So also on September 11th, we had the memorial on the Derby Green, which was great weather and was well attended as well. On the 20th was the pub crawl, and we had a full bus, and it was a fun time. And I don't know if anybody else wants to comment, but it seemed like it was a great night. It was a good night for the establishments, the bars, and the restaurants. Seemed happy about it, and overall, it was a good, fun time. And the businesses were generous too in what they did provide for us, and Dewdrop and Elks too. So they and all of them were very nice about it, and it was great. It was a great time. So again, it was something that was a lot of fun. So thank you for everybody who participated. Moving along to our big event on Friday, the 350th Gala Ball, October 17th. So if you guys want to just give a quick update for the record of the meeting, that would be great as we head into the final stretch here of the. Just turn on your mic. Yep, thanks.
We are all set for this Friday, October 17th, 6 to 10 p.m. DJ and photo booth is all set, ready to roll. Dennis and Grace are all set with the catering. We went over everything in detail before the meeting tonight. And so Whoever is going to be there is going to love being there, and we're going to have a great time.
Good. We look forward to it. Anybody else have anything else to add? Thank you all so much. Those of you who have worked very hard on this event, it's been a long, a long haul, in trying to juggle all the other events and then this event too. So we really appreciate it. And we owe a debt of gratitude to Maddie's Catering and Deli for their extreme generosity in this event as well.
I just wanted to acknowledge that we're going to have a dessert table, and I want Stop and Shop in Seymour was generous, BJ's in Derby, and ShopRite in Derby, and Margaret McDomino, and my sister-in-law, Lynn Iverson, have all contributed towards our dessert table.
Very exciting. If you could find anything in ShopRite now with all the new stuff, that's impressive.
It is nice, though.
It does look good. Even better. Yeah, for sure. Okay, so thank you, and onward to Friday. And then on October 24th, the week after, the Derby Historical Society is having their historic lantern tours from 6:30 to 8:30. And moving on to November, the Veterans Day ceremony will take place on the Derby Green at 10:30 on the 11th. And then on the 22nd, we're going to do the service to remember those who have passed in the past years. And we're trying to look at the numbers to see what date ranges. I think we might be able to do, like since COVID, time, be, and it might be a nice way to kind of kick off the event that way. So we're looking at that. Taste the Derby. Amy could not make it tonight, but she's still reaching out to the restaurants and working on that event. So we'll, look forward to hearing from her on that event on the 22nd at 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. at Derby High School as well. And then our day after Thanksgiving, tree lighting on the Derby Green, it's the day after Thanksgiving, 5 o'clock on the Derby Green. We've reached out to Derby High School, the band, and the bands at the middle school and the Bradley and Irving School, as well as the choirs and so forth. So we used to do a little bit of music, sing along, visit from Santa, and it's a nice event to kick off the holiday season. And then the following week, we're excited about our new event that's going to be coming up, tree lighting on the East Derby Green. I'm sorry, I skipped over one, the River Restaurant ceremony. We're going to be working on that as part of the inauguration ceremonies on December 6th. And then at night, in the evening of the Saturday, December 6th, we're going to do the tree lighting on the Academy Hill Green in conjunction with Derby Historical Society. And Michelle Linane has been working very hard on that, so I'm going to let her give you a little update because it should be a fun and exciting evening here in the good old city of Derby.
Okay, so it's going to be a 5:30 start.
Oh, sorry.
And we have the Stave and Wasslers marching band. And I did talk to them again. They'll be starting at 5:30. And then they're going to, at the end, around 6:30-ish, lead us down to Quail and Ale. So we'll be like marching down from the green to Quail and Ale.
Nice.
We'll have a visit from Santa. We'll have a letters to Santa mailbox. I have someone working on making us a mailbox. And I know I talked to Mark about maybe then having the mailbox at City Hall to continue that. We'll have hot chocolate, candy canes, photo op area, Derby 350 merchandise selling.
If you want.
Bring the lanterns. We going to have people encourage people to bring their lanterns. Derby Historical Society said we could borrow their lanterns as well to have people walk around the green. We're talking about getting additional lighting, obviously, because it's so dark, but we'll be having lanterns. And then end the night at Quail and Ale.
Is there a lot of parking in that area?
So parking, I talked to
Just do
Kelly
that.
from Historical Society. She said people could park there. The Green will have parking at Quail and Ale. And I'm reaching out to somebody else to see if we could use their parking lot down the end of the street for parking as well. And then obviously whoever could fit around the green.
Good. Very exciting. So more to come on that. And anybody that could help, that would be help. That would be great. So, okay. So moving on to the last page of our agenda here. The 12th night celebration will be celebrated by Derby Historical Society. It's typically on the first weekend after New Year's, so that'll be going on. We did get more plaques that were established through Jack Walsh and the Historic Plaque Committee. So they did one. St. Mary's Church is getting one or got one. That one is up. Okay, yeah. So they're and he's trying, and there's still a few others that we're trying to encourage their participation. So. It's exciting. I don't have an update on the 350 acts of kindness from Robin Falstione Smith. Lilac distribution has been completed. Our scavenger hunt, anything, Melanie? Or we're that's a post-ball endeavor. Yeah, that's what I thought. Beautiful. And then a 26 event to will. At our next meeting, I think we'll be able to speak about some of the things that we have been researching and trying to get that lined up for the beginning of the year. So once we get that squared away, we will report that and at the next meeting, because then I think we'll be clear on most of that stuff. So we can kind of put that in place with specific dates and everything. We still so sponsorships. We got another sponsorship. The Pagasset Hook and Ladder Company number 4 made a donation, so we're happy about that. And we're still seeking out sponsorships as well. The new year starts, so there'll be new opportunities there. We still have memorabilia, apparel, T-shirts, and hoodies, and all of the stuff. So we do have that stuff. Still working with Public Works. They've been busy with a lot of stuff, so we intend to have those cobblestones ready for the beginning of the year. We have a draft of a letter that's going to go out to all the towns, the valley towns, to participate. We're asking them to donate 5,000 in their even if it's in their next budget to finalize the digitization of the newspapers, because it does impact that, it does cover the whole valley. So and I saw Barbara DiGennaro. She was in City Hall today, so she is going to present at our next meeting some updates and some research that she's done for the time capsule and so forth. I do have the Derby Public Library did submit some proposal for some supplies that they need for the stuff that came out of the old time capsule so that it could be preserved. So I need to work with them. I just got it today. So I need to understand what the numbers are about, but it's not a crazy amount, and it's necessary to figure out with what we need to do. So I think that's about it. I just to encourage everybody to help, push for people to participate in the ball. Anyway, I sent out another email to all the city officials, and I would just publicly encourage them to participate, as this is a city event. And it is done, I promised people that asked there won't be a lot of speeches, certainly not a political event. It's a day to an evening to celebrate Derby, and to just have fun. So hopefully that will encourage participation in that, and the enthusiasm with which it should be enjoyed. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. And again, huge debt of gratitude and a thank you to everybody who actually did work through this whole process. It is most appreciated. We've had a very compressed timeline, and we're kind of winding down this year's stuff. But I mean, we did a lot of stuff, and if it were not for the people here and the other, those that did actually step up, it would not have happened. So, we should be proud of that, and you should be proud of yourselves for that dedication and passion toward celebrating Derby. So thank you to everybody that did that. So it is definitely it's not unnoticed, even if nobody says it, but I'm saying it, so you hear it. So, and I don't know, does anybody have any other business to come before the committee? Just put your mic on, please.
Other than you welcoming everyone to the gala and thanking them, will anyone else be speaking? Any dignitaries?
The mayor would just say a big,
Okay.
a quick hello. But other than that, I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean,
Thank you.
it's, I'm going to ask the library too and the historical side if they have any like historical stuff that would be not difficult to bring and display. I think that would be a nice touch too, but without creating extra, moving parts, because we want to make it fun and a fun night without, without having, it's not an historical exhibit, but it's like some stuff like that maybe in the yeah I saw. It'd be nice at least to see. So I'll see what they have, what they can do without creating another body of work on it. Okay, so if nobody has any other questions or thoughts or concerns, Dennis, you're good? Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. All right, then without objection, it is 7:22 p.m. If there's no objection, I'll adjourn the meeting. Thank you.
No, we don't get, we have more than enough.